Good morning. Good to see you this morning. Praise God for this opportunity to come and be a part of what God is doing in your lives. And my wife and I have been very busy these last few weeks. Our one son moved out to the suburbs, and the other one is busy. So as soon as I landed, came back to America, they had me working. I've been working on their houses and stuff, and I said to my wife, I'm going to go back to Cambodia so I can get some rest. So this morning I'm going to show you some slides and talk about some of the things that are the ministry. And before we do that, we want to open up the Word of God. You guys got the book of Hebrews in there, right? So I'm going to see if I can modernize the scripture here. You guys, a lot of you have these. I remember a few years ago when I first started noticing people, you know, having the tablets and the phone. What are you playing in the church for? Put away your Pokemon. People are all getting crazy with games, huh? So now we know that people can put Bible on their phone, right? So the preacher don't have to yell at you. But you can still kind of like play anyways because they don't know. But God knows now. So let's look at the book of Hebrews chapter 11. I think you guys have read the scripture, have probably taught it, probably have said, well, you know, what's this guy going to teach on this? I read that, I memorized it, I know it. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Can we read it together? Everybody read verse 1 together. You find it? Hebrews 11, verse 1. You ready? Can we read it out loud together? Okay, now. Go ahead, read it out loud. Hey, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance of what we do not see. I know in my life there's a lot of things I have not seen that came to pass. And we as believers, as followers of Christ, we don't know 5 days from now, 5 years from now, but God is actually preparing us today what He has planned for us for tomorrow. And really, it's all about faith. And I want to share with you some of the things that we've been doing in Cambodia and been doing in Asia. My wife, of course, here's a little picture of her and I. Next picture, please. And the 1040 window, we talked about this before. That's that area that seems so little, but it's important to remember, as Pastor Jay was talking about, share the gospel here in Chicagoland area, which we need to. People need evangelism. But people over here, it's different than evangelism because these people have never heard or very little access to the word. That's why they're called on reach. He comes across, you come across relatives, friends, neighbors. People have some knowledge of Jesus. They used to go to church. They know something about him. So there's a different story than people have never heard. So that's what the 1040 window is all about. Billions of people in there. More difficult place to reach. Next picture. This is some of our ministry that we do with the children, with the 414 clubs, which have been expanding lately. It's a real simple concept. You throw a tarp down on the poor community. People gather around to hear and to learn English lessons. And then our Khmer, our Cambodian leaders, go to them and they teach them, hey, you want to learn English? And they tell the people they're going to teach them about the Bible, about Jesus. And the children are ministered to every single week, at least one time a week. And you see the little prayer, you see the little Buddhist ghost house, they call it, a spirit house. That's where the relatives, after the dead relatives of the Buddhists, believe that that ghost or that spirit comes back to that house. They put food there. They give offerings to them to help make the relatives to the next life because they believe in reincarnation. So this family are Buddhists, but they let us share the gospel right on their land. We're believieving that the children have already gotten saved. They've already gotten saved. Now we're believing that the parents will get saved. Amen?
Right.
Next picture, please. This is my wife in a picture in one of the public schools where some of the children's clubs are. Next picture. Try to do that in Chicago area. Go ahead, openly share the gospel. Do that. Okay. This is Pastor Cy Young. He has a lot of children's ministry. I think right now he's reaching close to 1,000 children every week with his ministry. And the children come, and again, simple thing, laying outside the tarp. They're going to need some good mango trees to keep cool. Next picture. Here's Pastor Cy Young. Now, what he does, what I really like about his ministry and our children's club, is they take the youth, a 10-year-old, they share the gospel, that boy or girl gets saved, and then by the time they're 11, 12 years old, they become the leaders. So these are his leaders. and he hasn't been to church, and he's training them. And you look at them. These are 12, 13-year-old kids, and they are the ones sharing the gospel, the ones doing. So you're never too young to share the gospel, amen? You don't have to be old like Pastor Jay to get out there, right? You said something about being old, that one guy that you met. Next picture, please. This is Pastor Kit. He has a lot of different ministries, and among them is house groups, house churches. And it's really awesome of what he's doing and what God has him doing in the area of discipleship and training. Next picture, please. This is one of our seminars that we did. In fact, this is, I think you can see your Pastor Mike on the right-hand side. He might be there. And I think Pastor Thomas is right in the middle. So this is one of our many seminars, leadership. We take a full day and do